Welcome to this Travel Daily podcast, where we talk with individuals that are making a difference in the world of travel and hospitality. As part of the Travel Daily Inspiring Women in Travel series, my guest is ML Laxasubakritikorn, President of the Australian Alumni Association and VP of the Australian Thai Chamber of Commerce, AusCham. She also owns the Laxasuba Resort in Hua Hin. I caught up with Mom Lak at the Rim Talay restaurant.
You can hear the beach and the sea and the waves and the beautiful sounds of the outdoors here at Laxasuba. How long have you run the hotel?
Oh, it's about 14 years already. This land actually is the property from my family.
Yes.
Belongs to my great-grandfather, Prince Nared Wararit Ridakon, who's actually his son of King Rama the Fourth.
Right.
And he was the one who actually named Hua Hin, and that's why our property here, you have the Stoneheads, the landmark of the city.
Yeah. Sorry, you're saying that he named Hua Hin? Yes. With the Stoneheads, yes. Which actually means Hua Hin.
Yes, and which is the landmark. It's just right in front of my property here. There's a lot of history that goes back to how he developed Hua Hin. He brought the railway to Hua Hin as well, and also helped to build the king's summer palace, Kai Kang Won.
We must have been looking back at around 100 years ago.
Yes, around there. There must have been, because
there was a lot of development, wasn't there?
Yes.
What is the Centaur, but that was a railway hotel.
Yes, that's right. So everything's converted now. And then because of my great-grandfather and his wife, Mom Term Kritnakon, who came and developed this property, and we have over 100 rai, which is still here, under my family's name, which is now under my uncles and cousins.
I know that you grew up largely overseas because your father was in the diplomatic services. And so you've obviously seen quite a lot of the world.
Yes, because my father was a Thai diplomat, so I left the country and I was two.
Yeah.
I was born in Thailand, and then two, we were posted to Paris for 5 years. And then we came back here for 2 years. I entered international school, and then our second posting was in Buenos Aires, Argentina.
That's quite a change.
I know, it's a big thing. And then learning Spanish, I still have to struggle learning Thai and English. So it was just a mind-opening thing. Whole concept of me traveling to each country kind of reflects in what I do in my business as well. So after Argentina, it was Australia. Then I got my degree there. I did my high school and my university there, which I studied politics.
Was this in Sydney?
No, in Canberra.
Okay.
Canberra, because my father was in the embassy again.
And so that's the capital
of Australia. So that's, I have a strong connection there. After coming back from Australia, my idea was I wanted to enter the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and become an ambassador like my father, or my great-grandfather, Prince Nared, who was ambassador, the first Thai ambassador to the Court of St. James in his days. Prince Nared also was ambassador there. So I turned to work at the UN, United Nations, SCAP, because I can use my English much better. And I was there as a research assistant for 7 years. Dealing mainly with youth and women's development program. I got married to an ambassador, a Thai ambassador. Then we were posted to Prague in 1991 to 93. And I have two children.
It's quite a turbulent time.
Extremely, because at that time it's when Czechoslovakia becomes Czech Republic.
Yes.
And we were just there during that time. And we can see all the pink tanks being sort of tumbled over everything, because we still did have to queue up for food and everything, just like in Russia.
Yeah.
And with the young kids, it was a very difficult time. But those days, and I decided to come back later on, back to Bangkok, become a single mom, got my two kids back to Thailand, and then I decided to do something which is that I would depend basically on myself and my ability to do business, is I've started a crystal importing company from Czech Republic.
So this was your first entrepreneurial business, really?
That's right. It's the first time, and just because I have a strong connection in Prague, in Czech Republic, I knew a few of the crystal makers there. So after that, I went back almost every month and then decided to open my own shop with my own individual crystal line. I would design them, get them to hand-cut crystal, and then bring it back to Thailand and open a shop.
I would have thought that would have broken in transit, but never mind.
No, it didn't. I hand carried them. No, just kidding. No, but anyway, so I've managed everything to start the shop, and eventually we have a shop in the Peninsula Plaza in Bangkok. It was doing really well, but again, that wasn't my passion. My dad was ambassador to Budapest. Also, because my father passed away, I was a single mom looking after my mother, but I feel that I'm not really fulfilled with just that profession of selling and just designing. I love, but I just don't like that. I want to pursue my passion is opening a preschool.
Where was the school?
In Sukhumvit 423. It's called the First Steps International Preschool. At that time, my children went to Bangkok Patana, and there was hardly any preschool that's actually British-based curriculum for the younger age, which is not part of a big school.
How come you wanted to run a school?
Because I like children. I love children, and I thought if I could do something, maybe it's because of what I did at the UN. So with this school, I did develop another curriculum. It's also the French and the German incorporated with the British. So I see the kids, which there's like 21 nationalities, and they're all speaking their own language.
Yeah.
And they're just so happy to be together, and so much they've learned. And even now, I'm very proud that all of them are very successful kids. Some are lawyers, some are, you know, teachers, and everything are pursuing wonderful careers. I felt very fulfilled about that.
So you were able to give them a worldly experience in the middle of Bangkok.
That's right. Because usually I would just get them to stay up to the stage of 6 years old. Then they can actually blossom into the bigger school. That's why we call it the first step, because it's the first step from their home. It's the first step to give the warmth, comfort of a home, but still educate them and also create them to be able to socialize with their friends. And that will give a basic background for them to start with a bigger school.
This is the Travel Daily Podcast, where we talk with people that are making a difference in the world of travel and hospitality. My guest is Laksasuba Kritikon.
You've had an amazing life, from being a diplomat's wife to running your own school and also your crystal company as well. Of course, you're in the hotel business also. This is quite an entrepreneurial drive you have.
I just have this kind of thing that I like to learn new things. It's always a big challenge. But one thing about learning new things is I always are very humbled about new things I'm taking up of. I'm always asking the experts to start off the business with me, to teach me, and to make me able to run the business as professional as it can be. I will never touch anything which I don't know and I cannot deliver to our customers, anyone like that, in a way. So I think it's a certain sense of integrity which I have, and which is taught by my father, he's morally very straight. He said, no, Lark, whatever you do, be humble, you know, be humble about your own background. But everything, the measure of a person is up to what you can do. It's your performance. It's not about who you are. Never, you know, it's always about integrity, about delivering what you say you will. So I'm always doing this. And I always keep that in my mind. Every business I start off, if I say I was going to do something, I should be able to deliver to the guests or to the clients. Even though I don't know, I will ask.
Now, you've learned a lot of this as you've gone along. Mm-hmm. Have you found a mentor in your life?
You know what? It's kind of not really. I shouldn't say this, but I think I've more or less self-helped.
Yeah. Why?
Because I'm the only child.
Yeah.
So it's very difficult for me to turn to anyone except mom, who's already, you know, it's a widow and everything. So I turn a lot to Dalai Lama. I read a lot on the book on him, because he offers a very practical sense of Buddhism that actually can relate to a daily things life, and then you can adjust to that, because in his way, it's always the middle of the road. Never be too extreme, you know, so it helps me to push myself, but at the same time, I'm also giving, I'm also happy with what I do. So it's a balance. It's about balancing life. It's about balancing what I do. I have to enjoy, I have to be passionate, and then I can give much better.
You see, what you're telling me is something that I think you'd like to share with other people.
That's
and
right.
Advise others to do.
That's right. I would like to encourage all the young ladies just starting on to becoming an entrepreneur to trust in yourself, to believe in what you do. It's very important, and do your best you can with what you love to do.
Do you think, though, that this has to come from deep within inside to be able to achieve?
I think so, because even though now these days you're talking about diversity and inclusion, you know, about women's in leadership and everything, I think it's also very personal. It's very self-driven, because I have my own drive. I expect that, you know, I would do something that makes me happy, as I said, but I have to be good at it as well. And I enjoy doing this. I enjoy even now with the last challenges is opening a hotel after the crystal, the school, and now with the resort hotel. It's a very new, something very different from what I've been through. But at the same time, it's not, because it's about people. So I'm used to dealing with people in the diplomatic service, to be diplomatic about everything. So basically, I picked that up already. So it's also very nice to meet international group of friends. So all my guests are my friends. So I turn it around, and I won't feel this intimidation that I have to work for the financial reward, but I love meeting those people, and they eventually become my friend. So I tend to turn things around a lot to make it more that I keep myself very happy and very, very, that keeps me the drive going on. Yeah.
This is the Travel Daily Podcast, where we talk with people that are making a difference in the world of travel and hospitality. My guest is Laxasuba Kritikon.
Is there anything in your mind that you would like to have done that you have not achieved?
No regrets, but I have the future. I still have another little things I wanted to do is to become a travel writer and a photographer.
Does that mean you need to travel a bit more?
Yes, hopefully after COVID. But that's why I still like the travel industry a lot, and I do a lot of networking.
Yeah.
Becoming the vice president of the Australian Chamber of Commerce for the last 14 years, among other things I do, and also the president of the Australian Alumni, gives me a lot of access to know a lot of more people and other businesses as well. So this connects me with a lot of things. In my mind, I'm doing a lot of things. I'm thinking, okay, I would love to go on. Even though I would put resort as a rest, and if it's functioning, I want to take time off to still connect with people internationally and then use my artistic sense a bit more.
This last couple of years, we've obviously had to deal with COVID. What's been the major challenge here for you?
I think it's how, particularly for my business, is how to push the business to survive and to find the right strategy to still maintain it and keep positive, and particularly for my staff, not to sort of, for them to lose the confidence that we can make it. It's very difficult.
Did you have to let them go too?
Well, not letting them go. They left on their own accord. I said it's up to them. But for those who want to stay, we'll work it out together. So I think those who stay have stayed with me. And there are a lot of newcomers coming in. So hopefully we'll be forming a new team. But now it's a smaller group and everyone's multitasking. Yeah. Everyone's doing so many things. But at the end of the day, we're going to achieve much more.
I think what you're saying actually applies to quite a lot of businesses.
At the moment, I think.
That have been through a rough couple of years. Or so.
But you've got to be a very strong mentor and leader to just lead your team to go through this period, and it's going to be fine.
Very quickly, let's just have a quick look ahead. What's your opinion about the airport and the new development taking place?
Well, actually, ever since I was young, since I've been coming to Hua Hin, we had our summer home since I was born even. So we've been coming to Hua Hin all the time, and I thought, wow, why don't we have an airport like other people? I go to Phuket, I go to Chiang Mai, why not Hua Hin? You know, it's such a beautiful place, and I think we can offer so much to the international community. You know, why not? But I hope that this project about the airport will be successful, and I think it will draw in a lot of international tourists. But at the same time, I would like to say one word: to maintain, to preserve Hua Hin and its old charm. Never to lose that, because like many other countries, many other cities that it's been fully developed, you tend to. Part of development, you tend to lose it, and I think if we can actually maintain it, it'll be fantastic. Somehow it's very ironic that I've started this hotel. It's because it's been my great-grandfather's dream to provide his land open to the public to enjoy as a summer home, because before this land was actually a little compound of rented houses before. And also I would like to say that everything, the inspiration comes because of my children, my grandchildren. So, and I think I'm very lucky that I have all the backups a person needs.
Finally, just to wrap up, a piece of advice for people thinking about starting out on their own.
Well, I think you've got to be very tough, but I'm sure everyone can do it. You've got to be very determined. One thing I would say that if you say something, you have to deliver and do it your best and do it with passion.
Mom Lake, thank you so much.
Listen again for another Travel Daily podcast. If you'd like to get in touch, email podcast@traveldailymedia.com.